And now, your go-to source for year-round fantasy hockey advice, DFS and betting coverage. This is NHL Fantasy on Ice, presented by Skip, the official food delivery app of the NHL.
It's Thursday. You know what that means. It's time for another edition of NHL Fantasy on Ice, presented by our good friends over at Skip, the official food delivery app of the NHL. I got my pre-show feed on. I'm ready to go. Nick Alberga and Anna Dua with you for a look at our Week 6 mailbag, plus a bevy of other hot-button topics in the fantasy hockey world. First and foremost, just want to send out our best wishes to our Mark Messier, the captain, Pete Jensen, a bit under the weather. He'll be back soon. Tough shoes to fill, Anna, but I know you got this.
Was just about to say, big shoes to fill for me today, but we have quite the Canadian podcast today, Nick.
Yeah, co-host of Dangle Betselli alongside Chris Meany on the FTN Network, plus professional wrestler, can't miss that, Eric Young. EY, what's going on?
Yeah, good to be here, guys. Me and you have known each other forever, Nick, and I follow Anna, and she's making me smarter and better at fantasy hockey and gambling, so cool to finally talk with her and be on the show with you guys. I was a little late. I apologize. I'm a very punctual person normally.
Absolutely killing it. Don't fret. No worries at all. First and foremost, so I co-hosted with you on Dangle Betselli. Do you think it was sheer coincidence last week that you had your best score of all time? I think you hit 21 of 40 anytime goal scores?
Yeah, 21 of 40. And people that are watching the show are obviously hockey people, fantasy hockey people, hockey betting people. And to predict 21 goal scorers, I know it's 48, it's a lot, but that's over 500. I mean, I'm going straight to the Hall of Fame if this is fake baseball.
So what are your general thoughts early on in the season? Obviously, from a betting perspective, from a fantasy perspective, a lot has transpired. I can't believe we're approaching American Thanksgiving already.
Yeah, I mean, what's the rule of thumb is we're going to know the playoffs by American Thanksgiving. Everyone wants to say, oh, well, the St. Louis Blues did it. I mean, one team out of like 50 years has done it. The three-point system makes it almost impossible to dig out of the bottom of the league. So we'll basically know the playoffs here come American Thanksgiving. I live in Nashville, and I am Canadian, but I do celebrate American Thanksgiving now. It's much better than Canadian Thanksgiving. Just going to be honest with you guys. It's just how it goes. It's a big deal here. And I save up all my calories for one day. So I'm on a bit of a hunger strike right now, but American Thanksgiving, my big takeaway is Marty St. Louis can coach any team of mine. The Montreal Canadiens are good. And the New Jersey Devils are maybe the biggest surprise of the entire league.
Just shifting back over to a team that's out of a playoff spot right now, and you're a big anytime goal scorer guy, the Minnesota Wild, not in a playoff spot right now. I look at Kirill Kaprizov every single night. He's not getting there. He got two goals a couple of games back, but he's not been scoring. What do you think about him?
I mean, a player I love. I have one of his jerseys. I think, obviously, Minnesota's offense goes how Kirill goes, and he has not been the same statistical player. I mean, when you watch the games, and I watch them all because I'm a complete psycho and basically unemployed, so I have all the time in the world. I can stay up as late as I want because I don't live with my mother anymore. And I mean, the truth is that he's still an unbelievable player and he's around the puck all the time, but it's just not going for him. I'm like you, Anna. I bet on him to score. Anytime you give me positive odds, I'm betting on him to score. I bet on him to score tonight too.
Ooh, okay. A little shout out there from EY right away in terms of anytime goal scorer. Since we're on it, guys, Marc-Andre Fleury, injury replacements. And I've said this time and time again, we need a goaltending summit in this league. It's getting ridiculous. Just in the last couple of days, Eric Comrie, Elvis Merzlikins, Freddie Anderson, nowhere close to returning. So we look at Minnesota, Anna, and Marc-Andre Fleury. I think it was the troll of the century calling up Zane McIntyre and not Jesper Wallstedt, who we're all waiting for in Minnesota. But maybe you look at Philip Gustafson and some other guys I would look at to replace Marc-Andre Fleury, Stuart Skinner, Antti Raanta, James Reimer, and last but not least, your boy, Pyotr Kochetkov.
Was waiting for him to come up, but I'm very high on any of the goalies in Carolina right now. I've said it once, I've said it again. In goaltenders, when you're looking deeper down the depth chart, you're looking at teams that set up their goalies for success. The Carolina Hurricanes, among league leaders in the fewest shots allowed per game, they're putting up shots against the other team. So Antti Raanta or Pyotr Kochetkov are great options. Stuart Skinner is making a case for himself in the Edmonton crease, so I like him as well. But we'll see how long Fleury's out for. It's a really tough blow. But also shifting back over to Merzlikins, who you quickly touched on, and talking about the Columbus Blue Jackets. I mean, the injury list goes on and on for these teams. But there's one player who is somewhat standing out for me, and he's only 33% rostered in fantasy right now. That's Boone Jenner. He has 5 goals on 20 shots in his past 4 games. Is that someone you're looking at, Eric?
I love Boone Jenner. He kind of came under my radar, I guess, just before he started in the NHL and the World Junior Tournament. It was just kind of like one of those guys, physical, all over the ice. And look, I mean, he's never seen a shot that he doesn't like. And, you know, math is not my strong suit, which is why I bet on 600 goal scorers a night and just law of averages. Eventually, I'm going to get something right. But for me, Boone Jenner shoots like crazy, and he's playing tons of important minutes, centering the top line and playing on the top power play. Guys like that, I mean, statistically, mathematically, more likely to score. But mostly, I just like him as a player. He's a fun guy to watch.
5 goals in the last 4 games for Boone Jenner. If you want to hit him in DFS or anytime goal scorer, I think you might do so as early as tonight. So Patrick Laine goes down for Columbus, guys, too. And I think this team should go scorched earth. If they can try to find a way to get the first overall pick, I think it would be wise. And I think it'd be perfect to have like a Bedard around a Goodrow and a Laine. Like, there's a lot cooking there with Columbus, and they've been a massive disappointment. But you look at that team, you know, from a DFS standpoint, it's probably as far as I would go. Emil Bemström has the exposure to Gaudreau and Jenner on that top line. Carter Verhaeghe has 8 goals in the last 8 games. I know you've been hitting him quite a bit, EY. Jordan Kyrou with St. Louis, Jake DeBrusk, and Arturi Lehkonen. There are some options on the wing out there, right?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I love the Lehkonen. That's a big bet for me tonight. I mean, playing on the top line, playing, you know, top power play time as well. I got some hidden ones here. New Jersey, Zetterlund is playing on the top line in the number 2 power play, shooting the puck like crazy. So he's positive to score tonight. And this is for fantasy psychos only. I bet on it, though. It's Noah Cates in Philadelphia. He's playing on the top line and on the top, or the second line, and playing on the top power play. I'm not really sure who Noah Cates is, but apparently John Tortorella likes him, and he's going to play on the top power play tonight. Look, I don't like betting against Boston. They're just a model franchise. Everybody that goes there, whether they're middling player like Charlie Coyle or Pavel Zacha, or, you know, the list goes on and on. They just turn into real players, stud players. But that's two guys on the wing. Those are like unknown. I mean, there's guys like Nylander and Brandon Hagel I like, Kirby Dach I like on the wing. These are all guys I like to score tonight. But for the fantasy psychos, I mean, Noah Cates, that's a deep cut.
I like that deep cut pick. And you're talking a lot about line of position, a lot of first line players you're taking a look at. What about Adam Rzeczka of the Calgary Flames? Yeah. He has goals in his past 2 games, 2 consecutive multi-point games. He's only played 5 games this season, but he's a point per game player. And Jonathan Huberdeau's back. Rzeczka still on that top line with Lindholm and Toffoli.
I love that. You can't read my writing, but it's Rzeczka's right there. He's one of my big bets of the night. We're in lockstep. Don't try to zoom in on that. It's embarrassing. I don't get paid like a doctor. I'm certainly not smart like a doctor, but I got handwriting like one. So don't look at it. But I am a caveman and I write it all down.
I love that. The chicken scratch right there, and certainly some looks. Noah Cates is a fascinating one with that. Since we're on Philadelphia, EY, what's your read on this team? Obviously a really, really impressive start, but it took 15 games if you had the over-under on Torts just losing his mind.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take a much, right? I mean, the truth is, He's better for a quote when he's not working in the media, which I love. Maybe the call of the year for me over on Dangle Betselli is we put out some stuff on FTN about, you know, top 5 for the Hart and comeback player of the year. And I had Carter Hart number 5 in my Vezina voting. And the reality is this, is I still believe in him as a player. And what I believe in most is John Tortorella is going to be defensively structurally sound. And he's been like that on every team. And whether you're Henrik and Daniel Sedin or whatever, you're going to block shots or you're not going to play. And I like that for my goaltenders. I mean, look, Philadelphia's got a long ways to go. Travis Konecny could be one of the stories of the year. Benching of Hayes, and he's been playing better hockey, and he's like whatever, a $9 million player, which is insane. But I mean, Philadelphia is not going anywhere fast, but I do like there's tons of super undervalued fantasy gold there.
I like Carter Hart as a dark horse pick for the Hart as well. That was someone I had in my mind. And he's had three games where he's had below a .900 save percentage. But I mean, all in all, he's still doing phenomenal this year. And we have a lot of shaky goaltenders this year. We've seen Andrei Vasilevsky just have a kind of tumultuous start to the year. I wonder how long we're going to give him a chance. Last time I was on the pod, Nick said he was giving him until American Thanksgiving. But right now, Carter Hart might be someone I have a bit more faith in because he's going to bounce back because he was so dominant to start this year off.
It does feel like we're in bizarro land with goaltenders. Shesterkin and Vasilevsky, I mean, kind of up and down. And Carter Hart is, he's a guaranteed for 910 save percentage. And maybe not wins, but tons of makes, blocking tons of shots. So.
Yeah, let's not get crazy here. I am, if I have the pick, I'm going Vasilevsky over Hart. All right, let's cut that conversation right now. And I think there's a good buy low opportunity right now when it comes to Andrei Vasilevsky as well. But you're right, Anna. I think the sample size is getting larger and larger. And every year we start to wonder, are they finally going to hit a wall? But it's been a tough start for him. It's been a tough start for Hedman. To get to some mailbag questions as well right now, EY, a lot of people writing in about goaltenders as prognosticated again. It's been a very, very tough go, I would say, for a good chunk of goalies in this league. So EY, we'll throw a couple at you. Cam Talbot with Ottawa, Jack Campbell, a couple questions concerning them too.
I love the Ottawa Senators. I fell in love with them when DJ Smith went there. I don't know how long he lasts, but I mean, up front, they've got the personnel to really push. Missing Thomas Chabot, who plays like 700 minutes every game, is obviously a huge hit for them. But Talbot, like, we've seen him in stints be like out of this world good. You know what I mean? If they can get good to decent goaltending from him, I mean, they're going to be a hard team to play against.
Shifting the conversation up just to the blue line, a fan asked who's better, Hamilton or Burns right now. And Brent Burns leads defensemen in shots with 63, only has three goals on the season. Is he going to go on a scoring streak anytime soon? Or are you liking Dougie Hamilton with his 10-game win streak the Devils are on?
Yeah, I love Dougie Hamilton. I have him anywhere. Like, I think for an average or a casual person, Burns is going to be the name they're going to go with. I mean, he's been one of the faces of the league for a long time, especially the defensive position. I mean, it's no surprise to me. The dude has not seen a shot that he doesn't like. You know, those little, like, flipping kind of, like, floaters towards the net. I mean, it creates offense. It creates chances. It creates rebounds. He's a guy that I would love to play with, a player that I respect. But if you have me choose out of those two, I'm picking Dougie Hamilton.
Yeah, I'm with you on that front. And obviously the exposure to a guy like Jack Hughes always helps. Ditto for Nico Hischier. I know Means is on the shot props. Chris Meany, I know I've been trying to get you into them as well. Have you hopped aboard yet?
Oh, yeah, I dabble in those. Like, look, yeah. I mean, I'll watch 250, 300 live games this year. When I say I'm a psycho, I'm a psycho. And like I said, I'm unemployed, so I have nothing but time on my hands. Hockey is my favorite sport. And for me, the crazy thing to bet on and the stupid thing to bet on is goal scoring. So that's what I do. I'm a sucker for punishment. I do still bet on the shots on goal. That's more Chris's department. So I lean on him for this stuff. And he is, as you know, a wizard.
Oh, absolute stud of what he does. We love having him on the podcast. So let me ask you this. What has happened more, chair shots to your head or anytime goal scorers hit?
Oh, we're probably about even now. I mean, they don't really allow getting hit in the head with chairs anymore, but I just had a doctor's appointment. They're like, how many times have you had concussions? And I was like, I don't know. It's been a lot. I played hockey most of my life, played rugby all through high school, was a bit of a crazy person. And then I got into wrestling and, I don't know. It doesn't affect me like it affects other people. I think it's, whatever it's, they're not good for you. I'm not saying that, but I seem to be doing fine. I don't remember where I am most of the time, but that's nothing new.
Anna?
Maybe it makes your shot props better. You never know. Your anytime goal scorer is better. Maybe that's the secret sauce right there. But talking about goal scoring, how much do you look at the man advantage? And I'm specifically taking a look at the Dallas Stars right now. I know there were certain doubts about the Stars this season. They had Jake Oettinger, but it seemed like there wasn't much else going for them outside of that top line. But they have the second best power play in the NHL right now with 33%. Do you take a look at the man advantage in these situations?
Yeah, I mean, the reality is that's where, a lot of guys score their goals. It's a huge statistical advantage. Obviously, Jason Robertson, I think he's got was it 9 points on the year? And I think 5 of his 8 goals have come on the power play. So that's it's obviously, it's not an advantage in that you're going to score every time, but it is a massive advantage that way.
And then a quick follow-up, the Dallas Stars have a lot of star players, but what about a team that may be a little bit underrated in terms of their power play, the Arizona Coyotes, top 4 power play in the NHL right now. Is there anyone you're looking at on that team?
I have a man crush on Clayton Keller, and he's almost a point per game right now. Like, look, I get that they're playing in a high school gymnasium. I get they've been the laughing stock of the league forever. They've got a goalie, and I can't pronounce his last name. I'm not worried about any of that because you can still bet on guys. They're still going to score. They're still NHL caliber players. I got him to score tonight, and a sneaky one, just mostly because of the odds, but he's playing a ton on the top line and on the top power play, and that's Travis Boyd.
Ooh, okay. I'm writing all these down as we have this conversation too. Just to wrap, what else you got cooking in terms of bets? Any games you like tonight?
I typically do like a parlay. One that I think is interesting. I look at guys that are most likely to score, and the books know that, right? So they have it negative odds. So right now I've got David Pastrnak, Austin Matthews, and Jack Eichel in a 3-way parlay for them to all score tonight, and that plays out pretty decent. Mason Marchment, I am the mayor, or maybe the neighborhood watch of Narrative Street. And I love a good narrative thing. Him going back to Florida tonight, he's been playing really well for Dallas, and I like him to score tonight. I'm trying to find my parlay. I got a couple parlays on teams, and I like to stack negative odd teams that are most likely to win and put them in a bet. Like, this is the problem when you bet on 75 goal scorers. You got to scroll. You got to take advantage of that. I'll just look at the games. That'll be the easiest way to do it. NHL. Who do I got? Sorry, guys. I know this is super compelling.
I think it's great.
I got Boston, New Jersey. Yeah. Or Boston, Toronto, and I think Colorado in one of my parlays. So I got the 3 of them to win tonight. And I have another one that I can't seem to find, but that's the one when they have negative odds like that, like there's no sense of betting on them. There's no way to win money. So putting teams that are most likely to win in a 3-way parlay is, I think, a pretty good technique.
So EY, you thinking the Devils win streak ends tonight then?
I do.
What's your reasoning behind that? I think you know, that's the interesting thing to wrap. That's the interesting thing to me is does Vegas know something we don't know? Because you look at the odds in that game heavily in favor of the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, I'll tell you this secret, that Vegas knows everything that we don't know. They didn't build a giant city that looks that way out in the middle of the desert because people win money, right? They they know things that we don't know. They have, the ability to get their hands on analytics and numbers and stuff that we just can't. Like, I'm a crazy person, and I try to find as much information available. But in the end, if Vegas is saying the Maple Leafs are favored, the Maple Leafs are favored. I like the way Matt Murray looked. I like the way John Tavares is playing. Austin Matthews is still one of the most, if not the most dangerous goal scorer in the league. And the reality is nobody thought New Jersey would be in this position, me included. I thought they'd be a competitive team, but not like this. All good things must come to an end.
Yep. I believe it was Nelly Furtado who said that back in the day. Anna's not going to get that reference, of course. Yes.
We're bang on. The person who's saying unwritten? No. Is this someone else?
No, that's Natasha Bedingfield. Okay. We're done
here. Close enough.
EY, excellent stuff. I'm on Austin Matthews plus 100 to score tonight as well. Appreciate the time. Why don't you pimp Dangle Bet Selly for us in wrapping here?
Yeah, Dangle Bet Selly. We do it Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's on FTN Network. It's on Game Plus Network. You can watch it on the FTN YouTube show anytime you want. We still have a pretty big following of completely. I don't know what these people do for a living, but they're in there at 10 o'clock in the morning, every day. It's amazing. We're creating this really cool community. And like, I consider you guys part of that, right? Like, Nick, you've been on the show a couple of times. Anna's somebody that I've been following since she popped up on the radar. And obviously, NHL Fantasy on Ice is a massive juggernaut of a show in the fantasy and hockey space, one that I've watched forever and listened to forever. So it's just such a cool community of people, and you're never going to get it all right. Just try to get the big ones right.
Clip it. Fantastic promo right there. EY, thanks for your time today.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, Anna, let's get back to some mailbag questions here. We got one about Jeremy Swayman, who's been activated off injured reserve by the Boston Bruins. Do you think it's a good buy low time on him?
I think it's a great buy low time on Jeremy Swayman. He was good before he got out, and the Boston Bruins are just a team that is a force. They're getting all their players back from injury now, and they're just going to be a dominant team in the NHL. They were so good even with Charlie McAvoy out, and now getting this roster together, it's going to be tough to see anyone stopping them. They're actually one of my picks right now for the President's Trophy at the end of the season. Nick, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think if you can find some futures and some value on that, you have to look at the Boston Bruins. What they've done specifically with some of their big boys out of the lineup and haven't skipped a beat and then some, it really, really has been impressive. You look at Swayman, 2-1-0, 3.45, 878. On top of that, as you mentioned, Linus Allmark has played a lot, 13 of 16 appearances so far in this season for the Boston Bruins. He's going to need some rest. And again, Swayman back in the mix. He'll play the Philadelphia Flyers coming up on Thursday. Elsewhere, we got a question about Tyler Bertuzzi. That was a tough, tough beginning and return for him back into the lineup. Just a terrible giveaway on the game winner by the Anaheim Ducks. But all in all, we do like contract year Tyler Bertuzzi, right?
I agree with you there. And it was a tough start, but he's a player that has a very high ceiling. This Detroit Red Wings team, something's off there. There was a little spark at the beginning of the season where I thought there was a lot that was going to happen. There's a couple of players, David Perron, Andrew Kopp, who I think are going through a bit of a slump right now. But if they turn it around, they're a team to watch. There are some other wings out there that may be good options, but Tyler Bertuzzi just playing in that top six for Detroit, he's worth picking up if he's available.
So another question we have that's similar to the Bertuzzi conversation, Kyrou or Bertuzzi? It's a really, really interesting debate, but you know how I feel about the St. Louis Blues. They're finding their way a bit here, Anna.
How do you feel? I want an answer to this before I say my answer.
I am very high on the St. Louis Blues. I thought people were burying them way too quickly, and they're starting to cook in a big time way now, aren't they?
So you're team Kyrou in this.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say an ad that like in the last couple of weeks, I think we've had a lot of questions in general in the mailbag about the St. Louis Blues, what to do with some of their high profile files. Now's the buy time, but I think that window, quite frankly, is closing. Do you agree?
I agree. Him and Robert Thomas specifically, but I'm not going to lie to you. I still have my doubts about the St. Louis Blues, and that's largely because of Jordan Binnington. I think he's not the world's most sustainable goaltender, and he goes through stretches of winning. He goes through stretches of losing. And when those stretches of losing hit, it's going to be tough for anyone on the Blues to produce points. So I'm actually liking Tyler Bertuzzi a little bit more in this. I think Detroit's going to turn it around, and they're going to turn it around big time.
It's funny, I've been getting a lot of heat on social media for wondering the same thing about St. Louis and their goaltending situation, but the optics, the metrics, the analytics, whatever you want to provide, say Binnington's actually having a good season, so I guess. Speaking of which, the Buffalo Sabres, 7 straight losses, outscored 33-17. I know Greg Wyshynski of ESPN had a great tweet on Wednesday, just talking about how Buffalo does this every year where they start hot and then they fade into the sunset. Are you fading them for the rest of the season, Anna?
I'm not. I think there's a lot of players on that team that are still producing. Tage Thompson right now tied for the 3rd most goals in the NHL with 12. Rasmus Dahlin also having a career year to start off the season. They have been on this little bit of a losing slump, but their players are still producing in these games they're losing if they're that high up on the NHL league leaderboards. I think they're a team that turns it around. They're a team that has sneaky playoff potential by the end of this season. I don't think you can discount them just yet.
Yeah, Tage Thompson's an animal, right? I just think you look at Buffalo in general, I just wonder where the offense is coming from. If it's not Thompson, if it's not Tuck, there's a real depth issue there. I think Owen Power is relatively raw in the NHL. As we know, Dahlin's off to a good start. And I just can't get behind that conversation with all due respect. Eric Comrie got hurt first and foremost on Wednesday. They got Craig Anderson. UPL's stirring around in the American Hockey League. They got some major league questions, but with that goaltending situation, Anna, I just can't consider Buffalo a legitimate team to make the playoffs this year. Would you disagree or agree with that?
I think there's a chance. That's what I said. I don't know if they're a sure shot contender, but I think there's a chance they could sneak their way in. And a player I'm looking at specifically is, what about Jeff Skinner? 14 points in 17 games. A player we haven't talked about for quite some seasons now. Is that a secondary score you're looking on the Sabres to maybe pick up?
Definitely, definitely. I think anytime you have an attachment to a Tage Thompson and to the top six specifically with Buffalo, more so the top line, I mentioned it. Like the second line's on and off with Casey Mittelstadt and company, but Skinner has been doing his thing quietly. He always seems to do that. And I think the problem with Jeff Skinner is people attach him to that contract and they discount him right away. But I think you look at the body of work the last couple of years here in Buffalo, it's actually been pretty decent. And from a fantasy standpoint, as long as he continues to produce, I would keep hitting and going to that well. Some other players I would look at, Michael Bunting back on the top line with the Leafs, 2-1 on Tuesday against Pittsburgh. And a guy, Pete Jensen, is really, really high on Arthur Kaliev with the Los Angeles Kings, right?
I like Kaliev. I like the Kings as a team right now, specifically Gabriel Vilardi. I think I have to give him a shout out. I know a fan asked whether they should drop out of three players, Vilardi, Patrick Kane, or Kevin Fiala. So what high praise for Vilardi to be in that conversation right now with Patrick Kane and Kevin Fiala. But I mean, he's leading the LA Kings with 10 goals this year. Kaliev has 6 goals. He's leading the team in power play points. Kevin Fiala is putting up shots on net. He's getting some production going there for the Kings. And that's a team that's going to be a scary team. I feel like there have been a lot of attempts and they haven't really produced to start the year off, even though they're doing fine, but they have another level that they could absolutely reach with all of the talent they have on this team right now.
I know you dislike my emoji usage when it comes to iMessage, but like I would have major league eye roll if somebody asked me that question. Like it's Vilardi. Like the other guys are staples, whether it be Fiala or I know there's a lot of people just disappointed with Patrick Kane in general. He's in Chicago. He's going to get moved and he's going to do something substantial somewhere else. You can guarantee it. But I think it's an easy answer to that question. It has to be Vilardi, no?
I agree with you, but what high praise that that's a question that's being asked right now. So good on Gabe Vilardi for getting into that conversation.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Just looking at a couple things before we wrap here. Jacob Chychrun, he could be on the men and certainly somebody we're looking at in the fantasy world because, again, he's a trade candidate. I think if it does happen closer to the trade deadline, I mentioned the window potentially closing on the St. Louis Blues. And Nikolaj Ehlers also on the mend, back skating. I know he skated by himself on Wednesday, but this is a sneaky guy, I think, to buy low on right now. He had a pretty good start, just 2 games, 3 assists, 7 shots on goal. He had 28 goals in 62 games last year. Another guy I think could do very, very well under Rick Bowness here, Anna.
I can see that happening. The Winnipeg Jets really need it right now at this point. I mean, Josh Morrissey leads the team in points with 15 and 14 games, and he's a defenseman. We haven't seen that level of production from their offense that we're used to seeing. Maybe Ehlers is the spark they need to really get back into shape here as a team. But a player that I want to ask about before we wrap here, Nick, is someone that is an amazing player, an elite, talented player, but has shifted down the lineup. That's Victor Hedman of the Tampa Bay Lightning. He is no longer on their first power play unit. Mikhail Sergachev is. So I want to ask you right now, with Victor Hedman, how are you feeling about him? Is he a buy low candidate or do you like Mikhail Sergachev right now? Is that someone you're going to keep for the rest of the season?
So I own Hedman. I'm not fazed by this. Similar to what I said a couple of weeks back with Andre Vasilevsky, 85 points last season. Victor Hedman, for my money, is still the best defenseman in the NHL. And it's quite clear that Tampa is looking for answers. It's been a tough start. They've been very inconsistent, specifically on the power play. That's all it is. There's not much to read into it. I think we have this conversation in like a week and a half or a week from now around Thanksgiving, Anna, and it's Hedman leading the power play again. I don't know if you feel the same way, but I just don't think it's sustainable when you have a player of the ilk of Victor Hedman.
I thought this was going to be a breakout year for Sergachev, so I'm glad he's getting the opportunity to do so. Has 15 points in 16 games, almost a point per game player. So I'll make a note in my calendar to have this conversation on American Thanksgiving with you again, but I kind of hope he stays there. Maybe he's taking another level with the Lightning this year.
I don't watch football, so you can text me. Don't worry. I will respond very, very quickly. I got a big time question for you, though. Okay. You ready for this?
I'm so ready.
Who delivered the most in fantasy hockey this week? It's time now for the delivery of the week brought to you by Skip, the official food delivery app of the NHL. Who do you have, Anna?
Anyone who knows me, any of our listeners who know me are going to be 0% shocked by this answer. For me, it's Andrei Svechnikov of the Carolina Hurricanes. 4 goals in his past 3 games, including that hat trick against the Edmonton Oilers last Thursday, tied for the 3rd most goals in the NHL with 12. In the preseason, I had the Carolina Hurricanes winning the Stanley Cup. Svechnikov was my Conn Smythe winner. He was my dark horse winner for the Rocket Richard. I said he was going to be in that conversation in the spring. I still stand behind it. 2 hat tricks through 6 weeks this season, both against the Oilers, both coming on a Thursday. So maybe some good vibes for this Thursday game the Carolina Hurricanes have tonight against the Colorado Avalanche. But Andrei Svechnikov is my delivery of the week.
I love that conviction right there. Give me contract year Joe Pavelski. Come on down. Is this guy 38 or 28 or 18? Robertson hints Pavelski for my money. One of the more underrated lines in the NHL right now. A 3-game point streak for Pavelski. 3 goals, 4 assists, 7 points, 3 power play points. Last 8, 5 goals, 7 assists, 12 points. Jim Nill, pay this man, please. Remember, for all your food delivery needs, use Skip. Skip is the official food delivery app of the NHL. Hit us up in the comments with who delivered most for you in fantasy hockey this week. Your first go of things, Anna, not too bad here. Not too bad, I will say.
That's high praise. I was expecting a little bit of a roast there. Nick's been way too nice for me these past 2 weeks that I've been on this podcast, so I'm kind of worried now. Something's up.
Yeah, yeah. You got to pick your spots, honestly, Anna. And again, a shout out to Pete Jensen. I want to urge everybody to check out the Slim and None podcast on NHL.com, available wherever you get your podcasts. Story of the start of the WHA, I guess about 45 years before Anna was born, right?
Pretty much.
You're two for two. What was it last week that you didn't remember? Bye 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 by NSYNC. And this week it was Nelly Furtado. So that's your homework for next time we talk, okay?
Get used to these old bands, old artists. Can I call them old? How old were you when they came out? Like 30?
I'm 33. You make me sound like I'm 53. Anyways, check out the NHL Action Network collab from earlier in the week, me and Mike Leboff. We'll talk to you next Monday for Week 7 Waiver Wire Pickups. Waiver Wire James will be back in the mix, so you won't want to miss that. Many thanks to EY Eric Young from Dangle Bet Selly for dropping by. For Anna Dua and producer Bob Bender, I'm Nick Alberga. Thanks for listening to NHL Fantasy on Ice, delivered by Skip, the official food delivery app of the NHL. Talk next week.